Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Emma Mailman, Marketing Coordinator at MassMEP.
Emma with her second official introduction, by the way, just so everybody knows.
That's huge.
Yeah. She is on point with that one. So welcome everyone. Today we're here. It is the 4th of July week, and we have probably our best group of panelists that we love to have back with us. We do this twice a year because no, it's not asked for, but we feel that it should be. So that's why we do this. I'd like to welcome back with us our sales and marketing director, Christy Regnon.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And our IT manager who loves to do the podcast more than anybody on our staff at MassMEP, Mr. Matt Healy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome. So we're going to talk a little bit about the 4th of July, not really about the 4th of July, but we are literally halfway through the year already. I can't believe it. Emma, you've been with us now how long? 3 months?
I think 3.5. Yeah. Three and a week?
Yeah, 3 and a week. 3 and a week. I like it. So yeah, we're here and we're going to talk a little bit about what we've done so far for the year, how the year's going for us, and then maybe a little bit about where we're going. But before we get started, I'm going to ask you guys a question because, you know, I love asking these questions. I thought this one was kind of fun.
Matt, I'm nervous.
No, it's...
I don't like when she surprises us like this.
I know. It's the one thing I do not give the guests when they come on. I never tell them what the question's going to be. Here it is. If we had a field day for our company outing, what event do you think you could compete in and win?
Matt, we've already done this.
Yeah, this is an easy one, Haley, because the last time we had a company outing, Christy and I won the cornhole tournament.
Okay.
Yeah. We killed everyone. So
all right.
No contest.
So what I'm hearing is that you're saying we need to have a new one and we need to try to rock the boat a little bit. We got to dethrone.
You want to set somebody up to lose against Matt and I?
Yeah.
I haven't been to one yet, so everyone look out. I'm queen of backyard games.
Yeah.
We also know how competitive Haley is, so it might not be a good situation if we win, Christy.
I recommend pickleball.
I was going to say no pickleball. I didn't get to practice with you guys in the office, so it's unfair.
Oh, that's okay. We can.
All right, everyone gets a participation ribbon.
Yeah, we can totally do that. Yeah. So, all right. So then that's what we'll do. So we'll go with you guys with cornhole. Emma, how about for you? What do you think if you had a field day and at work, and what event would you enter and would you win?
Oh man, I don't even know. I'm thinking crazy things right now, like team dodgeball.
I love
building.
It.
Okay. Builds trust.
Yes.
I also love dodgeball with a passion.
All right. So pickleball, cornhole, and dodgeball is what we're going for at the next company outing. Just FYI. Okay. So in January, we all got together. Actually, for New Year's was the last time Emma wasn't on the staff yet. But Matt and Christy and I got together for New Year's. And Christy, your comment was, what was going to happen New Year's Eve? Do you remember what you said? We were going to wake up the next day.
Yeah, I was wrong. I said that we were going to wake up on New Year's Day and the pandemic never happened, but we're all vaccinated now. We're coming out the other side. So, you know, not too shabby.
Yeah. Yeah. It has been pretty good with what's happened over,
I think over the last 6 months, I think it kind of went, I feel like we had, all of a sudden it was just like, it turned off and we all started to maybe start to really try to get back to normal. But when it comes to manufacturing and the stuff that we do, Christy, what do you, how do you think we did for the first 6 months of the year at Mass MEP?
Yeah. So, it's been a good 6 months. It's, some have been hard. This has been the best month that we've had at Mass MEP since the pandemic hit. And then of course you go straight into the slow months of July and August because everybody's on vacation. But Haley and the marketing team have crushed it with events. We've had everything from Industry 4.0 to grant info sessions. We just started up our first Industry 4.0 consortium. So that's huge and going great. And then I'm sure everybody's big topic is cybersecurity. So cybersecurity has been a big one. We've been doing quarterly webinars on them. There has been funding from OEA that we were able to use and support our clients with. And we have a pretty good product moving forward for both CMMMC and ISO 27001. So lots of good stuff on the cybersecurity and Industry 4.0. And then of course, everything that we've done, trending topics, aside from fireworks. I just wrote down a couple, but supply chain management has been huge. I'm sure Emma will talk about that webinar coming up. Systematic plant layout, it's everywhere right now. Safety, our friend Darcy, our good partner Darcy with
she's safety trainers.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Marketing is huge as well. Another huge topic. I'm sure Emma's going to talk about that coming up as well. You know, we're just, what do we do to get out of this? Out of the crisis that we put ourselves in, the economic crisis and so forth. So lots of good stuff coming up. You guys have been doing an awesome job. So keep up the good work.
Yeah, it's been fun. Matt, we did a huge, big switch internally too, right? So we finally brought Mass MEP into the 21st century. Yep, only tech-wise. I'm not saying we weren't as an organization, but our tech side of it.
Yeah, we struggled for a little bit trying to get our tech switched over from, you know, I'm going to say this and people are going to be listening to this and say, oh my God. So we actually use Lotus Notes forever. You know, the last 15 years I've been with the company, we use Lotus Notes. It was horrible. It made my job pretty tough sometimes because there's always problems with it. And we've tried to switch out of that for the last couple of years and something always came up. So the first year we moved our office.
Yeah.
So that kind of threw a monkey wrench into the thing.
Yeah.
And then last year, when we were going to make this switch, COVID hit. So yeah. Everyone had to go home. So that was going to be a struggle trying to get everyone switched over with that. And March of this year, we just said, you know what, we're going to turn it on and it's going to be what it is. And that's what we did. So we switched everything that we had over to Microsoft 365 or M365. And by doing that, you know, at first it was a little bit of a struggle with everyone, but yeah. I think our staff has adapted to it pretty well. And it's actually made personally my life much easier. I get a lot less problems happening, which I think is great. Yeah. So I can start to focus on some better things or switching some other things over.
So if you were to give us a grade, like a letter grade on how we did transferring over into all of this, what do you think you'd give us?
Remember to curve it, Matt.
Yeah. 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 It's on what's that scale called?
So I guess if we had to give it a grade, we probably had, I'd say a B+ to A-. What we did is we had everyone come into the office and Haley was one of the people that helped me. And we got everyone set up internally so we didn't have to do it remotely with everyone. Some of those people is the first time they're in the office for exactly a year when they came in.
Yeah.
So they kind of forced them to come in and at least they felt comfortable coming in at that point and, you know, got everyone going and we had kind of minimal problems by doing it that way.
What's cool for us now is having people like Emma come in. She has a whole different perspective on it and sees things. And she's helped train us now on a lot of different software opportunities that are inside of Microsoft that we may have dabbled in it a little bit, but I don't know if we would have been able to get everybody else on board. And, you know, where we're kind of, the tides are kind of changing right now. And right. we, as an organization, so it was really cool to be able to open up new things like Teams and kind of brought a little bit more excitement back. You know, I think we were in that yeah. downward spiral of like, oh my gosh, Zoom and being remote. And then it brought it back and everybody's like, ooh, this is fun again, you know, and doesn't take away though, right, from the face-to-face, but it's still. Yeah.
At least it gives us something and some interaction yeah. with each other. So,
yeah. Yeah, we have had a couple of face-to-face things as well since
yep.
since then, and it's been really exciting. I won't tell Christy's story because Christy has a really funny story about in-people events, and just say that some people, you get to learn a lot more about a person when you see them face-to-face as opposed to over Zoom. So that's Christy's story to tell if she wants to tell it, but it is pretty funny. So
we won't name any names, but they know who they are if they're yeah. listening to the podcast, right? So yeah. the MERT, the Manufacturing Emergency Response Team, put on a fabulous event last night just to thank everybody for their support and their help. And it was hosted by Carolyn Kirk and Secretary Mike Keneally, which was fantastic, but I'm not a hugger. Like, I'm just really not a hugger. And everybody wants to hug right now. It's I'm like, there's still a variant. Like, you don't need to hug me right now. I walked in with my mask just in case, because I didn't know what was going to happen. And this woman gave me a hug, and I was like, oh, I'm not a hugger. And we were laughing because what you find out about a person, you can't hug over Zoom. So, but yeah, so now everybody knows I'm not a hugger. So please don't hug me.
It's a public service announcement for everybody that we come in contact with. Like,
we're going to get you a button to wear when you go to events. Please don't hug.
I do have signs all over my desk. Like, it's a cactus, like, please don't hug me, or free hugs here. So if you come into the office, you would definitely know I'm not a hugger, but
she does. And you have bodyguards too, so you're good, because we're all prepared just in case to step in to, like, it's like taking a bullet, but we're taking a hug, you know, for you.
Don't hug her, hug me.
Yeah.
Then Kim is the complete, Kim Ingalls, our center director, is the complete opposite. I mean, I think she hugged people she didn't know last night. Do you know them? Are you sure you should be hugging them?
did you card them before you hugged them? Did you ask to see their card? Do they have their vaccine card?
I'm staying 6 feet away from Kim from here in the next 2 weeks. I was just going to say it was a wonderful event. And I will tell you that Boyd Technologies has done an incredible job with a documentary of the crisis here in Massachusetts and the MERT team. And that'll be coming out very, very soon. So make sure, we'll get it up on our website. Of course, it will be on Boyd Technologies' website, but watch it. They did an amazing job with it.
Yeah, we saw the first episode of the documentary, and it is really, it's very interesting to watch it and see. It definitely keeps you intrigued the entire time you're watching it. So yeah, please watch. So if we get into events, Emma, so obviously we have July and August. Let's just, like, short term, what do we have that we've going on in the next couple of months that are important for people? I think now you probably see this in your sleep. Like, you're probably saying the events out loud
in my brain. But so we're kicking off July on the 13th, 11 to 12 as well. We have supply chains and reshoring with Business Improvement Group. And then Tribal Vision comes in on the 21st of July, 11 to 12, and they're going to be discussing the ins and outs of the new Express grant. So anyone with 30 minutes who wants $30,000 potentially in new grant opportunities should definitely tune into that one, which definitely should be everyone, because who wouldn't want free money?
We did get super lucky because we actually just added an event on July 28th at 11 a.m. It's an hour-long webinar. It's Market, Recruit, and Retain the Manufacturing Workforce. It is a panel with guest speakers Deanna Zarella from AIS Incorporated, Chris Cianci from Tribal Vision, Andrea Pion from the Davis Companies, and Jeff Turgeon from Mass Hire. They're basically going to talk about their strategies on manufacturers that are struggling right now, being able to retain and recruit the workforce. So we really encourage you to tune in that day. Again, it's July 28th at 11 a.m.
Okay, so what do we got going on after July?
And then August, our own Henry Hall is leading the Lean Six Sigma White Belt certification. So it's just the methodology and basic tools of process improvement. And that's taking place on August 24th, 8 to 12, and then the 26th, 9 to 1. So tons of opportunities for everyone to get registered, and it's all at massmep.org.
That's what we've got. So August, Henry, Lean Six Sigma, and then that's July and August, right? That's it. That's
blowing by, I feel like.
Yeah, that's the summer.
We're halfway through.
Yeah, summer months pretty much done already. Well, yeah, that's why we do this, like, we do this podcast twice a year. I feel like we just did the New Year's Eve one, and now here we are doing the 4th of July one. So that's July and August, but I think we can we finally talk about what we're doing in September? Are we A-okay?
I think we can. The Save the Date came out. It's official. Haley, I think you should read it straight from the Save the Date.
Okay, so this, we had Christine Nolan on with us. She did a podcast with us, and then she also did the webinar regarding the MMAP program. And while she was on there, she may have let it slip. We just want to let everybody know, save the date, save the entire day, September 28th, 2021. This is huge, 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 huge. So the Center for Advanced Manufacturing at Mass Tech, along with us at Mass MEP, Mass Robotics, Forge, WPI, and Mass Hire will host an exciting new conference, the Massachusetts Manufacturing Mashup, to kick off Manufacturing Month in 2021. So we're holding this big event. It is going to be on September 28th. I say just book the whole day. Don't even, it's a full day event. There's the Mashup. It's a name that inspires something innovative and unique. It's a place to see the new face of manufacturing in Massachusetts. The event will feature a mix of indoor and outdoor space, setting a new vibe for manufacturing. We're vibing now, manufacturing. Yeah, vibing, totally.
You gotta ask the Gen Z, are we vibing in manufacturing, Emma?
Oh gosh, that's the phrase. I'll give it to you guys, we're definitely vibing.
Yeah, we're vibing. So join us September 28th for a full day. You'll meet with new business opportunities or partners. You can find resources to help manufacturers succeed, gain knowledge to join the advanced manufacturing world in which we now operate. You can engage with state and local leaders interested in manufacturing, and you can network in a unique environment intended to inspire new connections and businesses. So registration for that will be coming soon. The Mashup will be a platform for partners and industry to come together to help put the advanced in advanced manufacturing. That's a line. We're using that one. Yeah.
I'm going to piggyback a little bit on it just to give everybody a sneak peek into what some of the events might be on there. So the Manufacturing Caucus Awards will be held. It is an annual event. This will be the 6th annual Manufacturing Caucus Awards. The Jack Healy Award will be given by MassMEP as well. There's going to be pitches for both Forge and for Mass Robotics. And then we have a line of speakers that you'll have to stay tuned to learn more about. But it's going to be, like Haley said, an all-day event. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be so nice to get together. It's at Polar Park, so it will be open air for hopefully the hundreds and hundreds of people that we get to join us. So looking forward to it, looking forward to having a beer and a hot dog with everybody and possibly running the bases.
Yes. Oh, so I was going to ask that. So can this kind of be our field day? Can we do...
that can be the event. We do the 100-yard dash in the dirt and the outfield. Sign me up.
Everyone's going to be hearing Haley screaming then.
Haley will pull a big daddy. She'll be throwing sticks.
I don't think they're going to let us on the field, but I do believe we're going to try to have tours of the park. So
I might have to try to finagle that in there.
Yeah.
So wear some comfortable shoes just in case Emma and Haley get you out on the bases.
Yes. Yeah, we might. I think the goal right now is to, we also are hoping we'll do the podcast from there maybe that day, do a little live podcast, and we'll see. There might be some other fun things we might try to do that day for outreach and getting to the audience and making them jealous because for whatever reason, why they didn't come, I don't know, but you should have signed up. It's going to be a fun day. So yeah. Super fun day. So then Christy, last year, obviously manufacturing month was a little different because of the pandemic and everything. How do you think it's going to look this year as we roll like out? Cause we're coming out of the manufacturing, you know, the mashup. How do you think it's going to look for manufacturing month?
I think we're going to see it as a mashup. I think we're going to see some in person. I think we're still going to see a lot of virtual. You know, there were a ton of virtual tours that were given by local manufacturers. The ease of that and just, you know, the red tape of what's going on with schools, what's going on with a variant, if there is one.
Right.
I think things are still up in the air. So I think we'll see a little bit of both, but hopefully more in person than not moving forward.
Yeah, I do know Paula Martel from Northeastern Machine. I know she had emailed me last week and she said she's going to try to pull some things together and said, you know, maybe we should get together, put all this knowledge and see what we're thinking for the month, for manufacturing month, and how we can make it. I think she's on the same path that you are, Christy, thinking that what they want to do, because they're very big into it, obviously, and that they want to do something live as well. So a little bit of a mix.
Yeah, a huge shout out to Northeastern Machine, FH Peterson and AccuRounds. They have been doing this since it started and they do it on Manufacturing Day every single year. And they bring about 300 students. The three companies work together on it and they bring about 300 students through their plants on Manufacturing Day. It's unbelievable. It's top notch. They get goodie bags. They get to see some amazing things and Paula and Diane and FH Peterson love to hire from these high schools as well. So
yeah,
it's a career pathway for them for sure.
That's awesome. Well, I guess we'll see what happens and fingers crossed we get back to it and we can get back into manufacturing month. Okay. So we've now gone through basically the next, July, August, September, October, 4 months. So then we get into November and December. Matt, what are we thinking? Are we thinking we're going to do another fun holiday team video? Or do you think we should maybe do a live performance this year? Maybe do a little quote unquote caroling?
I think one of them, we should figure out one of those two, because I feel like last year was a big hit. Yeah. It brought some light to, you know, everything that was going on. And staff really liked it, so. Yeah, we'll have to, the four of us sit down, brainstorm one day and see what our plan is this year to give some entertainment out to staff and possibly some clients.
Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't had the chance to watch our video, I'm not sure, is it live? Like, is that out there? Yeah, it's live out there. But if you want to get a kick out of us and who we are as a team at Mass MEP, you can go and watch our 12 days of COVID video and who we are and what we do. It is very fun. So if you're lucky, we'll put another one out there for you. Why not? So Emma, have we met your expectations so far?
Yeah, I think you guys definitely had. I didn't have too many coming in, but you know, everyone's super supportive and in more ways than one. And the workplace, even though everyone's super driven, it's always very entertaining. So
yeah. What are you looking forward to that we have coming up in the next 6 months that you're excited about?
I honestly think just in-person events in general, because I came in, you know, and coming out, I'd say not even coming out, but in the middle of the pandemic. So a lot of the things that I've been doing has been through Zoom. So I think just meeting new people in person and getting to familiarize myself with some of the people that I only know as a name or have only seen, you know, neck up on Zoom. Yeah. I'm most excited for that.
So you don't know how tall anybody is, right, Em?
Yeah, and I'm tall, so I can't wait to see how much taller I am.
I have one exciting thing.
I'm like, oh man, I might be towering over people.
I have one exciting thing I wanted to share with everybody that Emma is bringing to the table for our newsletter. You're going to see it starting in August is going to be the first one, but it's manufacturing from the Gen Z point of view?
Emma? Yes. Yes, yeah. It is. Gen and Z first... and millennial technically, but we focused on Gen Z because why not, you know?
And who was your first interview with?
It's with Winter Hardcastle. So he did, he worked for Synergex, but I think he's with Dive Technologies right now. I believe he's already gone and he's doing an internship with them, but he's a really intelligent kid. So talking to him, I think he brings a lot of new perspective. There's definitely a lot of things that he introduces to us that I've never even heard of, like him microchipping himself. But yeah, I did a little interview with him and yeah, definitely check it out because he's incredibly fascinating.
Excellent. So that'll be in our August newsletter. The end of August, it will come out.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Christy, what are you looking forward to for the second half of the year for us at MassMEP?
Oh, I almost want things to slow down a little bit. We've been moving at 110 miles per hour for a long time now, it seems. I'm most excited for the mashup for sure, getting out and seeing manufacturing companies and our partners. I'm excited to continue to strengthen our partnerships. So we have had some incredible partners and have showed us support all over the place, not just in the manufacturing companies or our webinars, but with our family here at MassMEP. So just, you know, thank you to some of them, and I know I'm gonna miss some, so please don't be insulted, but Forge, Mass Tech, Exalytics, Cyber Saints, Synergex, Tribal Vision, Safety Trainers, if there's anybody that you guys, Machine Metrics, yeah. Spinnaker, I mean, I could go on and on with our partners, but thank you. And we look forward to strengthening those relationships with them. And then just getting manufacturers out of this pandemic and back to growing and buying and making it in the United States.
Yeah, you got it. All right, Matt, how about for you? What are you looking forward to? I know what you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, I know you're going to say you can't wait to do the New Year's Eve podcast.
Oh, that's always number one on my list is to come back onto the podcast with you guys. I mean, we already talked about making the holiday videos and stuff. I like doing things like that. You know, hopefully getting our staff more involved in some tech and, you know, just getting everything more streamlined and making everyone's lives easier.
Yeah. Me too. I agree. I agree with all of those things. I think they're that's the way to go. So we've had it's been a great year. Thanks, Christy, for your continued support to let us do what we do. And as crazy as things can be, especially things like the videos that we do, you know, and then doing this podcast. And you know, thanks Emma for jumping in and just kind of taking the reins and off with it you go. And Matt is, I would say probably the backbone. Sometimes I have to go to him and say, hey, is it me? Am I being a little crazy right now? Or am I okay in this situation? Like, so as well as all the other stuff that he does for us too. So thank you guys very much for your support. And I'm looking forward to us just being back together and being able to do what we do every day. And we do laugh a lot. So I'm extremely thankful for that. Very grateful for what I have that I go to every single day. So thanks. Yeah, thank you. So here's to everybody having a very happy 4th of July, right? Fireworks, don't blow any fingers off. Let's keep all appendages attached. What is the highest? Isn't it the highest emergency room visit, right? Yeah. It is. On the 4th or the day after or whatever. So
expected. I mean, everyone's playing with explosives.
Yeah, right.
For fun.
Yeah. What you can't in Massachusetts though, correct? Aren't you not allowed to have fireworks in Massachusetts? Well, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah, he's
clearly not from here. You got to smuggle them over the border from New Hampshire.
Yeah, right?
But thank God it's only an hour drive. Yeah. Limit our fun over here.
Yeah, we were away for the weekend in a different state. We walked into the store and the first thing you walk into is just mounds of fireworks like for sale. And Tegan's like, wow, look at all those fireworks. Like, I haven't seen any in Massachusetts. You're not going to.
I love the signs on the side of the highway where it's like, fireworks, next exit. And then it's like, welcome to. And then it's boom, fireworks start. Second you get over the border. So inviting.
So true. Yeah. Hey, but if you guys are going to partake in festivities that might involve alcohol, remember to drink local.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to our breweries around here. Come on now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Keep it. I like to say inside of our four borders, like, yes, the four borders of our state. So, okay. Fireworks, sure. Whatever. You want to go over there, go get them. But everything else, keep it right here.
Drink local, drink responsible.
There you go.
Another
by Christy Grignan.
Yeah. She's like PSA Central today. I love it. I love it. Although Matt will tell you a story. If you go to Treehouse, we will let them know. Like, call ahead, right, Matt?
No, so don't call ahead. You have to call. Well, here's the deal. You have to call ahead. I live about 5 minutes from Treehouse and everyone tells me how great it is and all these things. So Friday before Father's Day, I said, you know what? I'm going to go buy myself some Treehouse beer and have it for the weekend. You know, curbside pickup, quick pickup, blah, blah, blah. Hour and a half later, I was still standing in line waiting for this beer. So, I mean, it was good. It wasn't as magical as waiting an hour and a half for it. So, but
had samples while you were in line, Matt.
Would have been perfect. So they had no one out there. So I switched lines twice. It was a nightmare. But I live and learn.
Yeah.
And that if I learned that if you go into what they call the pour line, you can go through the pour line, get a beer, and then go pick up your cans that you ordered. Oh. And the line was much shorter, and I wish I knew that.
Oh, okay. All right. So Treehouse, if you're listening.
Samples,
and better signage then,
better signage or some people out there telling you. But where to go. Still had fun, beautiful place.
Yeah.
You know, ponds, fish, hiking trails. What I thought was kind of cool, everyone had dogs everywhere. I'm an animal lover, so that was kind of neat. So
would you bring all three of your dogs with you, Matt?
Absolutely not. I would want to enjoy my time. I like seeing other people's dogs when I'm out. Mine can stay home for something like that.
Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah, that's it. They are. Our local breweries, I think they're all really good with that, with animals, right? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they're super.
That's
super
hard.
Yeah, good places. So I love it. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking your time, and I appreciate it. And we'll everybody have a happy 4th. We just want to say thanks for listening to us for the last 6 months. And by the looks of it, we'll be around for the next 6 months. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the MassMVP Manufacturing Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the MassMVP Manufacturing Podcast, transforming manufacturing enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmap.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.